Welcome to the Danger Room, a place to prepare for the opponents you are yet to face.
So, third up in our interviews at the Danger Room is Esmond, known as Sorsha Online. Hey, Esmond, welcome to the Danger Room.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Not at all. I've had a look at your Wakanda roster, and I was looking at it and just going, yeah, this is a really solid Wakanda roster. What drew you to Wakanda in the first place?
Mainly the control aspect of the game. The first time I played Wakanda, I just really liked the playstyle of it, so I just stuck with it until season 3 of the DTS League.
Mm-hmm. And is there any reason that you didn't go dual affiliation?
I feel like Wakanda can cover all the secures and extracts pretty well, and that they have no specific weakness as long as you support them with the right characters, which in case of my roster, I have 6 supporting characters. So I feel like they cover the bases of all the possibilities for the extracts or secures.
By supporting, you mean non-affiliated?
Non-affiliated, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was looking through, and the only one that strikes me as slightly, interesting, is Black Widow. What role does she fill in your roster, and how do you use her?
Yeah, so Black Widow's there for a 2-point non-affiliated, and that's when I want to run a maybe 16-point or a 20-point with MODOK inside, because once you reach those awkward point levels, it's hard to fit in MODOK, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So the 2 points just there to fill in some gaps. And I haven't got around to testing this or playing this, but apparently a small base double long move can reach from one end of your extremis to the other end of your opponent's extremis. And I feel like if the map matches up, then it'll be interesting to try and kind of shock your opponent as a 2-point last activation goes and secures the opponent's extremis or portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can see that. I was looking at your team tactics cards, and I was just like, yeah, this is a whole load of just solid team tactics cards. There's no real left field ones here, and all of them just make sense. So I don't have loads of questions about that. What I wanted to dig into a bit more was about your strategy when you're choosing secures and extracts. Do you have a particularly favored crisis that you like to go for, or is it more balanced and depending on what your opponent's bringing?
I feel like it's heavily dependent on what my opponents bring, but I do really like the new Mayor Fisk scenario as a 16-point, because I do feel like the 16-point scenario is very awkward for most lists. But I think with the Wakanda and the list that I bring to 16, it's actually very powerful and can compete very well. It's kind of near up there with the Wakanda Wave, and that's kind of my second backup. Mm-hmm. So if I do win priority, I either have the Gamma Waves or the Mayor Fisk scenario at 15-16. And I think an awkward spot for me is not having a 17-point secure.
Yep.
And I feel like if I do want to force that 17, then I would have to look into my extracts, which I have 2 17s, cubes, yep, and spiders. And, discarding one, I can just pick the other to force
absolutely
the 17.
Yeah. Yeah. So the third secure you took was the portals over on City with Spider People. That D shape, are there particular matchups you've got in mind for that? Or do you think that generally Wakanda's good on that?
I think the matchup that favors me the most when running the portals is maybe Black Order, because it's a D-shaped scenario, and maybe Web Warriors, because they really don't want to spend power to flip a portal and spend power that's not a guaranteed flip on the portal.
Yeah.
So I feel like those two are pretty big counters to them. And that's the reason why I have it as kind of a counter secure to those kind of common lists, or at least for Web Warriors.
Okay. You haven't got a slow extract. So something that I've tended to do with Wakandans is take one as a counter to a Wakanda. So how do you feel about that playing into the mirror and not having a slow extract crisis?
So hopefully playing into the mirror, depending if I have priority, I would like to pick MODOK. And I feel like playing the fast game for both of us kind of benefits the player with kind of MODOK the most if the player has priority, because the MODOK can daze one person turn one and then begin to knock them out or KO them turn two. And that really puts the other player at a heavy disadvantage. And in case I lose scenario, then I'm going second as Wakanda, and I feel like that favors me heavily as well. So it's just having MODOK there as a priority weapon.
Do you find that you're bringing more Killmonger in as well at that, on that when you do have priority in the mirror?
So I'm actually not a huge fan of Killmonger as a Wakanda model, because mm-hmm. my philosophy is that every character I bring should have at least one point of control or one superpower that can control people.
Mm-hmm.
So in case of Black Panther, that'll be the push. Shuri has her basic push. And I really like to splash in Valkyrie and Vision, who both have a very cheap two-point throw. And I feel like that rounds it out. In terms of Killmonger, I don't really trust my dice that much. So the less dice I have to roll, the better.
No, I can totally get that. Okay. What about where do you fall? So if you're running the Gamma, who's your fifth character in that if you're running the five character wide Wakandan wave strategy?
So it used to be Doc Ock, like the usual, like the article you wrote. But as Miles came out and Spider-Gwen, I decided to test out Miles more. I haven't got around to testing Gwen yet, but I believe she works just as well. It's mainly on regarding scenarios. So if there's heavy extracts, for example, hammers or cubes, then I would totally lean towards Miles. If there's maybe an opposing MODOK on the other side, I might lean towards Gwen because she does have that lifesaver ability. And a lot of people tend to forget about that. So if they waste an action attacking, let's say Black Panther with the MODOK attack, I can pull him back, pull him out of range, and essentially MODOK would have to waste an action to move up and then shoot again, which is a huge disruptance to the action economy for the opposing player.
What kind of things do you not want to see across the table?
Definitely MODOK and a lot of psychic attacks. Or mystic attacks. So I feel like maybe defenders, but defenders are kind of limited to one shot to make it mystic, because you can only use it once per turn. So I'm not too worried about that, but definitely an opposing MODOK who has the potential to put out two, maybe four mystic attacks with all you've got, maybe an opposing Hela. And thankfully there haven't been too many other mystic attacks in the game. So I feel like when more mystic attacks get released, Wakanda will definitely be kind of on the back foot a little.
Mm. You mentioned MODOK there. Do you have a particular way you like to deal with MODOK using this kind of list?
Yeah, so I think the main counter to MODOK is just kind of to ignore him, because if you do go into attacking with like a Valkyrie and you put all your marbles in it, and if it fails, then you might just lose the game from there. So I really like to control him with Shuri or Black Panther. So you can set up a Black Panther push and then maybe a Wakanda Forever push. So Black Panther will push him hopefully two times, and then Shuri can also push him two times as well. And that puts him way in the corner of a map, and hopefully you don't have to deal with him for maybe a turn or two, because he is a slow mover. So every push you get onto him is kind of like a stagger. And I feel like that's the best way to deal with him.
How have you found you're getting best value out of Wakanda Forever? What kind of situations do you find yourself using it and really feeling good that you've done it well?
Yeah, so I don't really use Wakanda Forever for the damage. I really use it for the Shuri push or the Black Panther push. But if he has Mantle of the Black online, then I will try to, you know, squeeze in that extra attack for the all rerolls. And if there's a character left on one health, then obviously I'll try to maybe Okoye can pump in a shot, or maybe Shuri can do that last point of damage. But I really found that using Wakanda Forever turn one or two can be really beneficial to get that VP lead. And just don't be hesitant to use it turn one.
Mm. How many victory points do you think is a good use of it? If you're just getting one out of it, do you think that's worthwhile, or is it worth saving to try and get two or three?
Yeah, so in my recent game against Travis in the top eight, I used it turn one and only secured 1 point. However, I did isolate Killmonger and Strange by using the Shuri pushes, and I feel like that's another great way to use it. It doesn't necessarily have to be scoring VPs or dazing characters. It can be out-positioning them and isolating one character so that they're effectively useless for one turn. is another great way to use it.
Mm. You mentioned your match against Travis there. I heard that was a good game. Did you want to dig into that in a bit more detail?
Yeah, I feel like it was a great game. I really thought he was going to play Wakanda, and thankfully I won priority, and that's kind of like, I mean, I lost priority.
Yeah.
Kind of like you want to win priority most of the time, so you have control over the extracts or secures or the point levels. But in terms of kind of a Wakanda mirror match, which is what I thought I was going into, losing priority was really key because the person who goes second dictates the final secure point, which I feel like is really important. So I lost the priority and I was pretty happy with that. Travis chose secures and he picked the Cosmic Vaults, which is a D scenario and at 16 points. And I chose the cubes. And the game from there was, I feel like a huge part of it was deployment, because the map we played on this week wasn't too great. So there were a lot of size fours and size threes. So we had to play around that. And I managed to isolate Killmonger by, I think he deployed it on the left-hand side, on his left. So I put my Black Panther and Vision on my left. And that kind of completely isolated Killmonger in terms of using Usurp the Throne. So he never got a chance to use that. And it was just a great game throughout. A lot of control elements and a lot of big dice rolls on his end. So I had to learn to come back from that. From a one-shot Black Panther days from Valkyrie.
Mm. Are there any other games that really stand out from your run through the main league and then in the top 16?
Yeah, so another great and close game I've had was with Morgan. I managed to scrape by with one victory point, Black Panther running away. And that was against his Black Panther. I mean, as a Black Order.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of people have many issues playing Black Order, but thankfully I've had a lot of experience playing against them, against my brother. So they're kind of the most, I guess I'm kind of used to it, how they have Rocket Boot drop off, although that's no longer possible. And mm-hmm. just the turn one dazing and then turn two knockout, it's absolutely brutal. So in that game, I believe I put Killmonger on one flank and then I moved him up to flip the spider portals. We were playing spider portals and hammers, so 18 points. I put Killmonger on one end. He then rocket boot drop off Corvus and Proxima, dazed him. Round two, Black Order normally always has priority. So he then proceeds to KO Killmonger. So I was playing down a model practically the whole game. So I just focused more on the side where Corvus and Proxima weren't, and I just controlled the side there and took as many extracts as possible. And in the end, Black Panther managed to get two hammers and then run away, securing the win.
That's an interesting thing, actually. Have you got any thoughts on when to decide to run away?
So the times I run away is when I've calculated that abandoning this secure won't lose me the game. So last time I played Travis, Vision had four cubes and it was tied at 13-13. So obviously Vision running away would bring me to 17, and there weren't enough characters on his end to secure all of the secures.
Mm-hmm.
And that would obviously put me at least 1 point ahead. So I feel like running away is usually a last turn move or a last round move when you know you secure the game by running away.
Mm, okay. If someone was to pick up and start playing Wakanda now, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I would just say to learn the pushes and kind of like, it's pretty fun to chain the Wakanda push. So maybe have a Black Panther push into a Valkyrie throw into a Shuri push. And then that character is halfway across the board. And I really feel like it's important to take your time with Wakanda and learn the control aspects of it and don't just, you know, roll dice whenever you can. So if you see a great kill opportunity on this character, although it's quite risky, like if, for example, you don't kill this MODOK and then you lose the game, so you're banking on this, I would say stay away from situations like that and always try to create opportunities where you can capitalize on it without rolling dice. So Black Panther, if I'm going to strike you, he has an automatic push. Shuri, if she's going to shoot you, she has an automatic push. And then, you know, Valkyrie and Vision both have throws that are guaranteed throws. So I would say try to build your roster around the control element of that. And when you want to explore more into the damage side, then I feel like that's where Killmonger comes in, all you've got. And that's another play style. But I feel like if you learn the control aspect of it, it's much easier to learn the damage portion of it, of the list.
I think certainly it's the easier part to start with, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you find yourself often having to pivot into the damage focused side, which they can do? You know, Mantle the Black Panther can really, Okoye can punch quite, you know, above her weight class. Do you find often you're having to pivot into that to try and chase the game?
I feel like I'm only forced to pivot into the damage portion of Wakanda when I'm on the back foot. So I'm down maybe 3 to 4 victory points. And that's when I have to rely on a little bit of luck. And that's why I kind of stress the importance of turn 1 and 2, because you really don't want to fall behind turn 1 and 2 to have to chase the opponent down turn 3 and 4. Round three and four, and try to make up for those lost VPs. I feel like with Wakanda, you definitely have the potential to be up VPs every single turn, every single round, especially the early rounds. So I feel like if you do play them well, you should never be on the back foot unless your opponent rolls some crazy hot dice and spikes, which then it comes with experience. You have to adjust to it and play from there. But I feel like most of the time you don't need to rely on that damage aspect.
Mm. Have you had much experience playing them into Criminal Syndicate?
Yes, I have. And my top 16 game against Ryan Janway was actually against Criminal Syndicate. And recently my brother has been testing a lot of Criminal Syndicate. So I do have a lot of experience, mainly on the Mayor Fisk scenario. And I feel like it's really important to have, again, every character you have can push out a control aspect. And once you have that, you can isolate Criminal Syndicate pretty well, because if they have no one on the point, then their leadership doesn't really mean anything. So it is one of the kind of harder matchups when they bring in MODOK, because then you have to focus on not dying, but also controlling them. If they isolate one person and you're focusing on one side, but you only have one person there and they have one person, they're pretty much going to win that side unless your person, dazes or knocks out that other person they have there. So I think they are one of the most tricky affiliations to play against.
Yeah, I found that with Wakanda that it can be very technical, and you need to make sure you're activating. Order of activations is essential. You need to have a plan for each area of the board as to who you're activating and when, and making sure you're going basically after them so you can respond to their people on points.
Absolutely. And I also believe that if they move up to a secure, you have to respond by mainly throwing them off, because their one character is worth more than yours. So by you responding, moving up to the same secure, they're going to win that every time. So it's best to, you know, push them off or throw them off and then walk on to it.
And is that another situation where you'd be looking at Wakanda Forever in round one?
Absolutely. And against my brother, I had to Wakanda Forever to secure the point. And I feel like it's a 2-point swing, and it also negates him 2 points. So I feel like that's a perfect opportunity, even though maybe only one person uses it. For example, Shuri needs to get the last push. I feel like that's an absolutely appropriate scenario to use it.
Hmm. Have you had any experience running Vibranium Shielding with Wakanda?
I have not, but I did consider it because in the earlier days. But now I feel like since Wakanda, you can run maybe 5 wide or 6 wide, they rarely get to have the priority. Or in my case, I pretty much never get priority. So using that card second is much worse than using it when you have priority. So I feel like it's kind of redundant when having it. That's the reason why I don't have it.
No, I completely agree with you, but I just wanted to get another viewpoint on it. Mm-hmm. Do you use Black Panther much for what Omnus calls a bold play, sort of going up and grabbing one of your opponent's cubes or evacuees, something like that, one that they feel is theirs?
I would usually only do the kind of risky plays, because I tend to play very low risk game. So maybe their Strange comes up and steals my extract, and then I'm forced to go on the other side with Black Panther to steal their extract. But of course, if they have a MODOK sitting there, I'm basically guaranteed to lose if I do that play. So yeah, I always feel like it's a reactive game with Wakanda. So if they steal your extract, and then Black Panther's arguably one of the most tankiest characters in the game, against physical and energy. So if you see they only have maybe a Valkyrie on that side, then I feel like it's safe to do the counter extract play.
Brilliant. Are there any other things you wanted to hit on before we finish?
I feel like we talked about a lot of the Wakanda basics and a lot of experiences that I've had. So I feel like it's been a great interview.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thank you very much for coming on the Danger Room.
It was a pleasure, Tav.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode of the Danger Room. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something to level up your next game. You can reach out to us on our Discord, Twitter, or Facebook. The links will be in the description. We have a questions channel on our Discord, so feel free to drop us some questions in there and we'll answer them on the show. Thank you for taking the time and listening to us. If you're liking what you hear, leave a rating or comment or even both. We appreciate any feedback to help us grow and become a better group to bring you the best quality content that we can. See you next time in the Danger Room.